naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Here we go, guys. Welcome to the show. Iggy here. Hope you can spend a little time with me on the show tonight. Going to be covering a little bit about just kind of where we're at right now. You know, kind of where we're at in this day and age, this day and time. So, like we start all our shows, we want to give thanks to the people came before us, our ancestors, giving thanks to them and lighting a candle for them. Just to remember them and honor them. Some ancestors, we remember, and some of them, we don't. Some of them are forgotten through time. But we carry that lineage, we carry that blood, and we carry that story inside of us. So we rise a candle and we'll keep that lit throughout the show. Also like to light a little ceremonial sage here just to kind of set the tone as well, clearing the energy. Good. Put this over here as well. Let it stay lit as we enter the show. So I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's hanging in there. I know that the times are not a lot of fun right now. And if you have questions you want to ask me during the show, just feel free to chat in and share with me. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those moments in time where we're just trying to work through the process of things. I'll try not to get too political. I'll try to stay focused as much as possible. We'll see how that works out. Try to stay on a neutral basis as much as possible. But our episode is 171, and it's an appointment with our destiny, you know. It's important. An appointment with destiny. And this episode, we're going to be talking about what it means to have destiny, what it means to be spiritual in hard times. Because as much as we want to be positive, as much as we want to be in the light, we want to be, you know, grounded, it's not always easy. It's not always easy to do that, especially with the circumstances, with things that are happening in our country alone, not even talking about other countries, but in our country alone. We find ourselves in a very, and peculiar is not a good word, but we find ourselves in a very strange time. We find ourselves in a time where, you know, we're finding that the things that we used to know, the things that we were comfortable with, the things that we were accustomed to knowing, and things were a certain way, they're not anymore. Things have been kind of like, the rug's been kind of pulled underneath us, you know. And that goes for both sides of the fence, you know. That goes for, you know, people on one belief system and people on the other belief system. It's kind of one of those things that, what do we do now? You know, what do we do now? Where do we go from here? What is that? What is that destiny for us, for America, for the world, you know, for ourselves in this process? So what happens next? Where do we go? Where do we go from here? You know, right now we're in, for some of us are very shocked in how the things are playing out in this world and how things are happening to other people in the world. And so it's very common feeling to feel the way we are feeling because, you know, we were accustomed to having things being a certain way. And now all of a sudden, things are not the way we used to know them. The things, the way that we expect them to be. And quite frankly, for a lot of people, that's a big adjustment. You know, the paradigm has shifted. There's a huge paradigm shift right now. There's a huge convergence. There's a huge thing that just happened. That, you know, everybody who was on one side was very comfortable, and then all of a sudden, that comfortability is not there. And it's not comfortability in the sense where you just use it however you want. No, it's comfortability in the sense that you knew that you could be safe, you could be comfortable, you could be in a position where you don't have to worry, and you can just live your life. And if those things played out a certain way, you were able to do certain things. But now it's changed. Totally changed, even in the reservations, you know. And there's been a lot of authority given back to the states. But like I said, I don't want to get too political on this, because everybody has their own opinions and their own views about this. I have my own views and opinions. And things are still playing out. I'm very disappointed in the way it was handled, I guess. Considering the fact that we just came out of a very stringent, dark place as it was with the pandemic, you know, where we're all been locked away, casted away in our homes. And I think the timing was just very bad. I think the timing of these decisions right now is just not good. You know, if you want to create community, if you want to create a village, if you want to create, you know, connection with people, and you want to get them to your side, this isn't the way to do it. This is very abrupt, very blunt, and I hope that it works itself out to some extreme, to a good extreme, not a bad extreme, but I hope it all works out some way where everybody can find some kind of solace in this, because right now, it's a very uncomfortable time, and I don't think a lot of people respond, or a lot of people don't say anything, because they don't truly know how to feel about what's happening in our country alone. I'm not even talking about the world, because the world's got its own problems. And here we are right now in a situation where one segment of population is fearful, scared, very afraid, and rightfully so. You, those of you who may not agree with that, may not see it that way. But I have countless friends, like we all do, who are very afraid, very unsure what's going to happen next. You know, what life looks like in America. We never had to worry about that. We kind of had a little roadmap. You know, we kind of knew if we behaved or acted a certain way that we were okay. But now we don't have that anymore. We don't have that. Everything's uncertain now for a lot of people, you know. And these situations and these rulings may not affect you in the capacity where it may affect somebody else. But let alone, I may disagree or agree, I still think people have the right to decide what's best for themselves, and not necessarily the government deciding what's best for you. And, you know, trying to stay within the parameters of our destiny and where we're at. Life for everybody, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. In this world, there's two things that we know. And my mom always told me this. You're born and you die. She used to tell me that. You're born and you die. End of story. What she used to tell me, and other people have told me this, how you experience life in the middle is all up to you. It's all up to you. No matter how good or bad the circumstances are, she would tell me, no matter how good or bad things were, you still get the choice to experience it how you want to experience it. If you think it's doom and gloom, it's going to be doom and gloom. If you think it's going to be positive, it's going to be positive. If you think it's going to be indifferent, it's going to be indifferent. So it really depends how you want to look at the world, and how the world looks at you, and how you project onto the world is what you get back. And so this is what we all do. We all do this. You know, if you have a bad attitude, well, on the scale of 1 to 10, most people don't want to be around you, and you're probably going to be hitting around a 9 or an 8. Nobody wants to be around you. But if you're in a good mood, you usually can hit 9 to 10. People like to be around you if you have a good attitude and you're in a good place. But for a lot of people, right now, the uncertainty is real, and it's hard, and it's coarse, and it's raw. You know, it's. I have spoken to so many people about all the things that are playing out right now. And I hear so many stories and so many scenarios and why things are going to be this way or that way. And sometimes it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it. It's hard for me to go, wow, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. And that sounds really ugly. It just sounds like it's going to be a nightmare. You know? And it could be for some people. And it could play out that way. It could play out that way that some people are going to suffer more than others. Because of, you know, situations and the rulings and the things that are coming down the pike. So what's going on in our country? You know, what's happening? What's going on in the world that we have to, you know, make these decisions that don't seem... I mean, for 50 years, my friends. For 50 years, things have been a certain way. Then all of a sudden, boom. And like I talked in my podcast, I was 5 years old when all these things were, you know, changing and things have moved in a certain direction. And then 50 years later, look, it's not good enough. We're not doing the right thing. We're not able to move in the directions we need to move properly. I don't know. There are conspiracy theories out there all over the place about why things are happening the way they are happening. Which conspiracy will play out to be true? I don't know. We'll see. Because, you know, they are conspiracies. All right. They're ideologies and ideas about things. And then they're theories that people create in their mind about what's happening. So a conspiracy theory, for lack of terms, is something where we're thinking and we're creating and analyzing and looking at it in a way that, you know, other people may not look at it. But, you know, that's kind of where humanity is. Humans are like that. So our destiny is, how do we navigate these waters right now that we're in? How do we navigate this space that we're in if you're really truly affected by what this ruling was? Are you having difficulty with it because it affects you directly or indirectly, or you know it's going to affect people that you know or affect people that you don't even know? Because, you know, the compassionate heart also sees the people they don't know. So, you know, I get it. I understand it. I mean, I've heard all kinds of conspiracy theories, and I'm not really here to talk about all those things because you guys can find that on YouTube. You can find that just about on every TikTok channel. You can find that on any situation, anywhere you want to find that stuff, you'll find it. But I know one thing, this is our destiny. Even in the darkest of times, there's light shining through. It's there. It's like walking through the woods, you know? Yeah, it's dark in the woods, but, you know, when you look up, you can see the sun shining through certain pockets of trees and leaves and stuff and branches. And eventually you find a piece and patch where, you know, it's completely immersed in sunlight and sun. And but around you is still darkness. There's still like shadowish energy, shadowish light. So this is the kind of things that we run into in our lives. How do we stay spiritual? How do we stay, and how do we stay in the spiritual aspect of ourselves? First off, all, to know that you're spiritual is to know that you're flawed, to know that you're human, to know that you being spiritual doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to walk in this bright light all the time. You know, to be a spiritual person is to understand that you're going to have days that aren't going to work out in your favor. And to be able to navigate and move out of those areas and those energies as fast and as quickly as possible. But for some people, it's real difficult. It's really hard for them to do that because they're so landlocked in the feelings and emotions and the ungrounding feelings and emotions of what they have or what's going on in front of them. You can't stop living because things are moving in a certain direction, a certain way. But Iggy, you don't understand. This is, you know, Iggy doesn't understand. This is correct. Iggy may not understand what you're saying. But Iggy's just saying, you know what? Don't stay in the energy that will drag you and bury you. Because it's already there. Okay, we already know it's there. We acknowledge it. And we have to say, okay, fine. It's there. I can't really change it right now. It's in front of me. How do I use it to my benefit? How do I twist it? How do I turn it? How do I make it work in my favor? Can it work in my favor? And the thing is, it can. It can work in your favor. But you got to figure out, and you got to do the work and figure out what that is. What that is. How do you move in that? to be a spiritualist or to be a religious person is to understand that not everybody's going to agree with what you say. Not everybody's going to be in alignment with you. Not everybody's going to, you know, jive with you. And that's okay. But there are some people get bent, hell-bent, that if people don't understand their point, they get angry and frustrated. I know some of these people. And I look at them like, why you get mad? Why do you get mad? Because you're not listening to me. You're not hearing what I have to say. No, I'm listening to what you're saying. And I understand what you're saying. But is that where you're going to live your whole life, the rest of your life, in that anger and that anguish and that feeling, that emotion, that stuff that bogs you down? It's kind of like saying gamma rays are hitting the earth, right? And they penetrate our bodies and they cause cancer. They can kill us if we didn't have the atmosphere. You know, there's just something that are out of our control for now or forever or never, you know? There's some things that are out of control. So right now, the state of the union, there's some things that are out of control for us. We can't look at the world right now and control certain factors about it because they're out of control and they're just out of control. And it has affected countless people on all levels. And I totally get it. So I'm not discounting that the people's feelings and emotions aren't being heard. But there are factors that we cannot control and there's factors that we can. Control what you can. And when I mean control, I mean it's not dominating it and manipulating it. No. Walk the path you can walk. And honor the path that you can't. And honor the path of that person who's having a hard, difficult time. If that person is you, then honor yourself. Honor those other people who are struggling and going through what they're going through. Because we're all going through it. You know, there's no matter how much you look at it, there are always going to be problems. There are always going to be things that aren't in alignment with our belief systems. There are always going to be things in people who just don't connect with us. But we have to be able to move energetically, spiritually, emotionally into that energy and be able to navigate through it. You can navigate wounded and hurt because people do that really good. People are really good at that. People are really good at wounded, being wounded and hurt and living life. So this is just one more thing that we have to adjust to. In adjusting and learning. So, but we have to also speak up when we don't agree with something. So these things that are happening right now in the United States, we have to speak up. But to speak up in a way that's positive, a way that is understood. You know, fire with fire just creates more fire. You know, and eventually the fires put each other out and then just start, you're back at ground zero, you start again. So how do we move in this energy? Well, it's because, you know, things have been, the football has been handed off, per se, you know, if you want to use sports analogy, the football has been handed off to this other player, and this other player is the states, right? The states have been handed the football because the federal said, hey, we're moving away from that. We want to give you the right, the autonomy to decide what's best for your constituency. But now what it means is that we're not honored in particular. You know, for so many years, the government has always wanted to be your big daddy, you know? And then all of a sudden, they don't want to be your big daddy or your big mama, however you want to look at it, however you look at it. You know, for years, we all had an outlet to move into a certain direction and do certain things. And I don't condone violence at any level or any way because it doesn't solve anything. It creates a lot of animosity, creates a lot of destruction. It creates a bunch of hurt people. And sometimes people die. And that's not what we want. We don't want that. We already have enough death in this world. We're already going to die as it is. Our moment in time and our destiny, we will pass away and we will move on to the next existence, if you believe that. So to be a spiritual person, to be a religious person, is to honor where your path is today. Right now, where you're walking, in what you believe. And if that's what grounds you, if that's what centers you, then that's where you have to put your energy a little bit. And be grateful and give thanks to the things that seen or unseen. You know, a God or no God or a deity, whatever you think that is going to get you to that place of love and compassion and love, you have to use that to your advantage because right now I think what happens is we're too, how do you say, I don't want to say controlled, but I think we're too afraid to express our feelings about what we feel about what we believe. You know, I'm not. I'll tell you right now. I believe that there's a creation. I believe there's a creator. I believe that there's an entity, a being of some sort, in a way that I don't understand this energy, this love, this connection, this massive force that just creates everything constantly, never stops creating. And that creation loves me in a way that I don't know if I could love back the same way. This creator, in my opinion, this is my opinion, doesn't destroy, doesn't beat you, doesn't, you know, just flood the world, doesn't hang the sun on the cross. You know, I don't believe that. For me, you could believe that. That's up to you. That's your choice. I'm not here to discuss. I'm just telling you how I feel about it, how I see it. Because a God doesn't need to prove itself to humans or need validation from humans. You know, because we're small compared to a creation, a creator, something that made us, you know. So that's my God. My God is the trees. My God is the stones, the water, the earth, the mother, the stars, the sun, the universe. That's God to me. God created all that, in my opinion. This, in my personal opinion, now don't get mad at me, but if you get mad at me, that's fine. The God that a lot of people worship and talk about seems very violent and very authoritarian and very, I don't know, I wouldn't want to worship that. I would be afraid of that. I grew up Catholic. You know, I grew up in a Catholic school. I went to Catholic church. But the only reason I share this with you, because there are a lot of people who wish they could share and say what they feel, but, you know, they don't, because they're afraid someone's going to call them out and someone's going to badger them or give them a hard time about it. I don't care. If you want to badger me and you want to talk to me about it, that's fine. I can rebuttal you all day. I'm a very good rebuttaler. You know, we can sit here and talk and discuss, you know, biblical and theological stuff all day long. Because I'm good at that. Because I wanted to be a priest once. True story. But I met a very beautiful lady and I had beautiful children. And so that's my destiny. I got to experience something else. And our destinies are the things that mold our lives. Like right now, we can change our destiny just by the thoughts and the ideas in our mind and moving in the direction that we want. You know, if you want to stay home versus maybe going to a movie, all these things change your destiny. Every decision you make dictates your destiny. Everything. There is nothing that you don't do every day that doesn't dictate how your destiny evolves and how it moves out into the universe. It's there. Every moment you make a decision, every moment you decide that you're going to do something a certain way, it changes your path. Your path changes. You create another segue to another existence of yourself. So every time you make a decision to do or not to do, you're creating or postponing or moving the energy in a different direction. Now, if you sit home and don't do anything, that energy stays right there with you, stays in the confines of things. Because if you would have stepped out and you would have gone down the street, you might have met somebody that you needed to meet. But if you stayed home, the chances are that you're probably on your computer or watching a movie or feeling emotions and going through whatever process you're going through. But being engaged in life and moving through life and experiencing life and meeting new people and engaging with new people changes your whole outlook and changes everything how you feel about it. Now, I know people who just lock themselves in their house and they're content and happy with that, and that's okay. But that's their destiny. That's what they've created. They created that because they feel that they need to stay there because they think it's safe there. Who knows what they're thinking? Now I'm projecting. Because it's hard for me to say, why would you stay home all day? Why would you lock yourself? Who knows? It could be ideas, beliefs, philosophies, or maybe they're just afraid to go outside and engage the real world. I don't know. But our destiny is how we experience it. So how do we experience destiny? Like I'm explaining, by the choices we make, or the choices made for us. So majority of the choices that we make are actually choices made for us. You got to hear that. The choices that are made for us. You know, there's a lot of choices that are made for us as we travel our road, our destiny, in moving into the direction of our life. For example, the car you drive, the stores you shop at, the shelves you look at, the clothes you wear. A lot of us wear a lot of the same designer clothes, designer shoes, and we think we're unique. Kind of like high school, right? Middle school. Mom, I need these kicks. I need these Adidas because everybody's got these Adidas. And I need these low-cut pants so I can wear them down halfway down my butt. You know, I need this t-shirt. And then you know what? They all look the same. There's no individuality there. There's no creation there. It's just a creation of marketing and deployment and salesmanship. And they got your kid to buy clothes to make them all look the same. And every generation does that. And every generation, in every 10 years, every 5 years, every 2 years, everything progresses. There's always a new fad. There's always a new idea, new thing. Nothing's new under the sun. We just think things are new, but they're not really new. They're just creations and ideas and beliefs and stuff that haven't manifested themselves out yet. And here we are. So destiny is how and when you want to determine. Now, sometimes we don't have control. You know, someone cuts you off. You have no control over that. The only thing you have control of is how you respond and react to that. And sometimes we can only respond and react in the best possible way we can. Sometimes we might have to hit that car. Sometimes we might have to push the brakes. But regardless, that's the decision. Every decision we make in life affects everything, the cause and effect. Every decision made or not made is affecting the world. Because you're part of the world. You are the world. You are creation. You are part of that creator. You're part of that energy that helps create things. You're not insignificant. You're not just some person who just exists here. Your involvement or non-involvement changes the game. So if you're locked in your house and you don't progress and you don't get involved, then somebody else does. Somebody else steps into that gap and takes it and shares it. If you were to step into that position, then that person, that other person, would never step into that position. But how do you know this? How do you know this? How do you know it doesn't? My point is there's potentialities. You're always creating these universes within your universe, within your life, within the parameters of your existence. Like today, if I didn't do the show, like if I, you know, it wasn't scheduled to be done today, but I felt like this is the day. And I can control that factor because it's part of my life. It's part of my destiny. It's part of my choices and decisions. Maybe this is the show that someone hears and says they hear something they needed to hear. This is the show that maybe I had to hear something come out of my mouth. But you all, every single one of us has magic. Every single one of us creates, dictates, you know, and you know, and flourishes and flowers and sows seeds. Every single one of you sows seeds every day. Every day you're sowing seeds. You're laying the foundation for future things to happen, future things to work out. Now, you don't always see the fruits of your labor, but lots of times they're there. It's kind of like old men planting trees, like they say. They plant the trees but never get to enjoy the shade of those trees because they're long gone. Because in the process of growing trees, trees take 50 to 100 years to grow to maturity. Some of them, you know, the trees do. But that's destiny. That's knowing that that's visionary. That's a vision. That's somebody who sees the world not just for where it is in the moment, but where it could be in the future. Because they know once you live in the moment, you're going to move into the future. Every time you move into a moment, you're moving into the future. You're progressing into that area. You're moving into that area. You're going into that space. The now is the future. The now was the past. You know, you turn now around and I have won because I participated, because I got involved and I'm there. So simultaneously, the moment is the most powerful thing that we have as we travel through our destiny, as we travel through our spiritual belief systems, as we embrace these things that we believe to be a certain way. And that's what we do. All right, so I just want to take a little break here, and I want to just say that we have a drum circle coming up on July 9th at Griggs Reservoir at 4 p.m. Those of you who don't know where Griggs Reservoir is, it is down Fishinger Road and meets up with Riverside Drive. Okay, so Riverside Drive, they meet together. And it's down by the dam, and it's down the hill a little bit. So that's my plug for the drum circle coming up. Then on July 31st, I believe, the last Sunday of July, the Gathering of 1,000 Drummers. The Gathering of 1,000 Drummers. That's coming up. And then September 11th, we have Ash Cave. These are events that I host and I facilitate with a few other friends of mine. And I hope you can make it. So, back to the show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. And this is Ziggy Garcia Live, episode 171. And we're talking about your destiny. And we're talking about what it means to be spiritual in hard times. What it means to be a spiritual being. What's it mean to be human? What's it mean to be a person? Somebody living on this planet right now? You know, in the aspects of technology, we're a very advanced species. You know, we have a lot of things in our disposal to make this a better place. And then I don't think we use it properly. I don't think sometimes we just don't make the right decisions to use it right. You know, we're the only species, and you probably heard this before. This is kind of going around, making its rounds now. We're the only creatures on this planet that charges other human beings to live. You pay for gas, you pay for food, you pay for water, you pay for lodging. You pay to live. You pay to live, man. You pay other people to live so you can live, and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, and as we pay, there are certain people who get paid this money, and they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money. They make a lot of money on the system they helped create. That was their destiny, because they created their destiny. Rich people are rich because they take advantage of usually poor people, take advantage of situations, and because they want to create their destiny. And their destiny is, I'm going to get as rich as I can. I'll make all kind of money. Bling, bling, bling. Hey, hey, you know. Can we fault people like that? We do, because we don't have. And because we don't have the opportunity. Because the opportunity sometimes don't present themselves to us. Because we're not in the right situation. We're not in the right frame of mind, and we're not in the right club or whatever. But humans in general are very emotional creatures. We're really emotional. We get triggered by things. Things bother us. Things get under our skin. Things like get into our being. And it affects all of our energetic points in our body. Then we become sick, and then we become angry. And then we blame that person. Oh, that person's lucky. That person's lucky. Well, I mean, that person may have a streak of, you know, whatever you want to call it. They made their luck. Some people just made their luck. Some people went out and did it. You know? Now, some of you are very fortunate because you've had good careers and things have gone your way. That's like someone saying, well, you have a beautiful voice, you know, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could sing like you. Well, you can't. Because it's your gift. And you use your gift however you want. You can exploit it to the making money. You just do it to have fun and enjoyment. You know? We're all gifted. We just have to believe that we're gifted. And I think a lot of people go through life not thinking that they're gifted, that they're not special, that they're not, they're nobody. You know, just some, I'm just,
that's me.
Because somebody else told them that I'm not special, I'm just me, you know? And that kind of stuff, that programming gets passed down and out. So now we talk about the spiritual aspects of things, right? The spiritual aspect. How can you be spiritual when all this crap is going on? How can you be love and light? Love and light. I want to be love and light in the time when everything's falling apart. Let it fall apart. It's supposed to fall apart. You're supposed to fall apart so you can put yourself back together and redefine yourself and recreate yourself, remold yourself. But not everybody has that gift. Not everybody has that power to be able to do that. Some people just quit and give up because they just can't handle it. And, you know, bless them. I'm sorry that they feel that way and that they have to go that way. Because that's a hard place to be. But there are other people who just totally fall apart, and, you know, and they're at the worst, lowest point in their lives. And somehow they hear something. Somehow in their spirit, something manifests and creates and pushes them to change. There's really no excuse for anybody not being able to do what they want to do in life. Oh, I don't have a hand. Well, you have another hand. Well, I don't have any feet. Well, you have two hands and a wheelchair. You know, I know people who are blind who do things sometimes better than someone who can see. I mean, we throw so many excuses out sometimes about what we, how we see the world. You know, if you're done, you're done. I get it. If you're done and you don't want to do it, and you're content and you're like, no, I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore. Then you're good. You drop it. You move on. So what I've noticed now lately is people being afraid to speak about, you know, what's happening. Because they might offend somebody. Well, God forbid you get offended. Yeah, everybody else can offend everybody, but you can't speak your true voice. That's the problem. We don't speak our true voice. We don't share a voice. Speaking our true voice doesn't mean you berate and hurt people. Speaking your true voice means you speak in a way that honors you, and you know that maybe the person who's in front of you may not agree with you, but hopefully they get what you're saying. And most likely they won't, because people are most definitely trained to react versus to respond. People are very reactive. They respond, and then people sometimes just like to react. And that's kind of our society, you know, respond or react. Which way are you going to do? You're going to respond or react? Most people react versus respond. You know? But you know what? There's crap all the time. This crap is maybe new crap. How did you deal with the last crap that you were into? How did you move through that crap? These are the things you're going to ask, because this question's coming up here and I'm going to answer them. How do you deal with this crap coming up? Well, first of all, you got to let the crap settle and see how and what direction it's moving, because, you know, we don't know where we're going until we see what has happened. And sometimes, yeah, it may be ugly. It may be something that we don't like and we don't see. But the thing is, it doesn't have to own you. It doesn't have to control you to the point where you cannot function. Because that's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to fall apart. They want you to totally become dysfunctional so they can help you. So they can fix you. So they can prove to you that they were right the whole time. You didn't do anything different before, right? Until things changed. That means you have to adapt and adjust and recreate yourself and figure out how you're going to move through that energy. How do I move through this energy with all this crap that's happening right now? How do I see it? Well, I can't tell you how you're going to see it because I don't know who you are. I don't know how you look at life. I don't know how you see life. I don't know what life looks like to you, what your circumstances are. Because your circumstances play out according to how you navigate through life. You know, some of us just settle for what we get, and we work with it. Other of us aren't happy with what we get. We want to make it better. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, and there's no crap going on in the world, because there's a lot going on right now just in our country with the Supreme Court decisions and all that stuff. The question is, what's going on? Yeah, I get what's going on. What's apparent is going on. What's in front of us is going on. What we see. But this isn't something, these guys don't make decisions just on base one factor. No, they make decisions according to the circle that they create, that hoop that they create. Because every institution and every indigenous person has a hoop. And so does corporations. They create pie charts. And these pie charts, and I'm talking, and the government creates pie charts too, and graphs. And they decide how they're going to move things. You know, without going down the conspiracy theory line, you know, that I told you I didn't really want to go down. There's a lot of theories about why these decisions are being made. Now, it's up to you if you believe them or not. It's up to you if they're true or not. It's up to you. But what I do know, what I have seen, is that a lot of people are going to suffer. And a lot of people are going to get hurt. A lot of people are going to go through a lot of discontent, a lot of disharmony. And I hope that people can stay strong, because I know it's not easy. I'm a man. I'm not a woman. So I don't know that feeling. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I do, because that would be wrong of me, number one. But I know that there are a lot of women who are very fearful and very afraid. I'm here to say I will support you. And there are other men who will support you in the best capacity that we can. And hopefully we're able to hold space for you and pray for you and take action for you in ways that will help. But how do we navigate through this? It's our mindset. We have to really decide if it's going to be something that we're going to allow control us. Because we're going to feel it. We're going to feel the pain. That's something. We got to feel that. It's like grieving. We're going through a grieving process right now. Women and people who are feeling all this energy, it's grieving. It's like a loss. And we have to acknowledge that. You have to acknowledge that it's a loss. It's a grieving period right now. Something that we felt that was part of our life has been ripped out of us. It's like a loss. It is a loss. People have lost something. Something has been taken away from us. You know, and this is all around. This doesn't, if you think it just affects women, it does not just affect, it affects the family, it affects men, it affects friendships, it affects families, it affects everybody. But these guys, because they're insulated and isolated from the world, and I believe they should have term limits, personally, Supreme Court justice, just like everybody else. I don't think anybody needs to be exempt and have a lifetime whatever bullcrap. That's the problem. You put these people in the position of power, and they think they got power. And they do have power, unless you defy the power. But here's the problem. The powers aren't defied, because now it's not in their hand. And so some of you saw that I posted, which state is going to secede from the union? Why did I do that? Well, because I want to have fun with it too, right? I want to be able to say, you know, this is like really daunting. So is Texas leaving first? Oregon? Hawaii? Who's leaving this union? Because it feels that way. For me, it feels like there's a bigger play at hand here. All of a sudden, the federal government doesn't want to do anything with us. Doesn't want to do anything with people. They want to defer to the football. They want to wash their hands clean of things. Oh, no, that's for the states to handle. You know, we just can't do that anymore, you know. And I'm not going to get mad. I just have to be vigilant and understand that there's bigger things at play. The thing at hand that's hurting people is what's affecting a lot of people. You know, when you repeal something and you know it's going to affect a majority of the people, the indigenous people in this land also have been affected by that. You know, we're human beings. We feel, we have emotions, we have feelings. We have, you know, things that affect us. You know, the spirituality, religion, all that. If that's not satisfying your soul and your spirit, it just means you're a human being. It means you're just human. It means that you're questioning, that you're wondering, you're asking. This is what happens when we give other people our power. We give away our power to other people to make decisions for us. Because that's what we've done over and over and over. But nobody sees that. It's kind of like being in a marriage and you say, well, my husband makes all the decisions for us. Or my wife makes all the decisions for me. So you need to ask my wife and she'll tell you what we're going to do. Because she's smarter than me and, you know. You know, it's like, it's kind of the same thing. We've given away our power. We've given away our power to our representatives, our senatorial representatives, our mayors, our you know, our council people. We give our power to them so they can represent us. So you need to make sure whoever's representing you, because those things probably are not going to change in the next near future. Whoever you're giving your power to, make sure that you're giving it to them in the way that is conducive to your growth, conducive to your ability to live properly. If they're using it to manifest and create for themselves off your backs, then that's not correct. And, you know, every political, every judge, everything, every single one that who does not have term limits needs to have term limits. This will solve a lot of problems. Will it solve the problem? No, it won't solve the problem. But it'll get some of those mafia running guns guys and women out of office who don't need to be there. And I don't care Democrats or Republicans. To me, they're all freaking mafia. They're all criminals. They're all, you know, they're all making tons of money off of pork barrels and you. They go in there poor or middle class and they come out super rich. Super rich. Who wouldn't want to lose that position? I don't know. I need to be reelected because, you know, I need to keep my treasure trove filling up. You know, there are people who talked about that they need to be educated. You know, they should have a degree to be a politician. Most of these guys have degrees. Most of these guys have degrees. And they're still robbing you blind. Listen, there might be a guy or a welder or a handyman like myself, you know, or a shaman like me who might want to run for office, right? Oh, you can't run for office. You don't have a degree. What? Well, I don't want to go to college. I didn't want to go to college. Doesn't mean I don't have morals, I don't have ethics, and I don't know things. Well, you know, you need to have a degree. See, that's disqualifying because this is... Being a leader doesn't mean that you're smart and that you have higher education makes you smart, makes you a good leader. That's such crapola, man. Education doesn't mean you're smarter than the guy who didn't go to college. You know, Henry Ford, my God, he invented in his mind the V8 engine, right? But he didn't know how to create it, so he hired people to create it for him. And they took him to court and said, you're not smart, you're stupid, how did you create that? And he said, I hired people to do it. No, nope, isn't that what smart people do? No, but you're dumb. You can't even read and write. I hired smart people to do it. You know, I've heard some ludicrous, some things that just blew my mind. But I tell you, but they will never pass term limits because you know what? They're the ones that make the rules. They're the ones that make decisions. They're the ones that give themselves raises. They're the ones that say, well, you know, if they really wanted to help America, they would say, hey, you know what? You have 5 years or 6 years, 2 years, you know, whatever. You can run 2 terms as a congressional leader or 4 terms, whatever. If you win those 4 times, you're done. After 4, you're out the door, man. You're going to go do work at the car wash or at the UDF like everybody else. But this thing that can, oh, but we have to, this is how we keep policies in order. And this is how we keep things moving. This is how we keep things flowing because we're coming back every year. Come on. No, this is how you rob us every year. This is how you take us every year. This is how you put us in these predicaments every year. You've had all this time to prove to us to make things right. And you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You failed us. You failed the women of this country. You failed the children of this country. You failed the indigenous people of this country. The Native Americans of this country. our politicians, the ones who have our back, they're just people, man. I wish people would understand they're just people like you and me who have been endowed and given the position to represent. And if they don't represent properly, then they need to get out. But you should vote for them, Miggy. You should vote. Well, you know what? When you have gerrymandering going on in certain regions where you can't, it's impossible just because the stinge of the population lives there is a particular, you know, represented by a certain class of folk, or whatever you want to call it, Republicans or Democrats, whatever. You know, it's just crazy to think that things are going to change when it's always the same people in office. It's always the same group of cronies in there. They're cronies, man. I don't care if you like your representative. I don't care if you like your judge or your, you know, all these guys are from the good old boys club. The good old boys club decides who's running. The good old boy club decides what's going to happen. The good old boy club just made a decision that you ain't smart enough, and then we're going to go back to the states, and then we're going to mess you all up, and that's the only way we can get this thing approved. You know, and I have stated, you know, that the Christian front has gotten more very powerful. It's always been powerful. It's all about timing. It's all about positioning the pieces. It's all about playing the chess game, waiting it out, dictating where we're going to how we're going to move it. And damn, did it happen. Did anybody see it coming? Sure they did. But did they do anything about it? Nope. No, they did not. They compromised. God knows what they compromised. I'm wondering what they gave up and what they give away in order for us to be in this position that we're in. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, for me are the same. They just, when you only have two parties, it's the same. It's like going to the store trying to buy chocolate or vanilla ice cream. It's ice cream. It just looks different than the other, but it's still ice cream. Just a different flavor. Not much choice there. Chocolate, vanilla, make up your mind. So politics is a very touchy place for a lot of people because everybody has their opinions about it. Everybody has their feelings about it. Everybody has their emotions about it. Excuse me. Got a little choked up there. And dang it, I didn't want to go into the political arena today. Sometimes you have to. It's a little disappointing. What's occurred in this country? Just reflecting and thinking about what we talked about tonight. To be spiritual. To embrace your destiny, you know? Especially in hard times. In times that are difficult. How do you do that? These are things that we're all going to have to figure out. This is all new territory. For everybody. There's nobody who's exempt from this. And if you think just ignoring it is going to go away, that doesn't work, my friends. You can't just ignore that something just happened. That our way of lives have changed. Has changed. The way we live has changed. The way we see the world has changed for a lot of Americans. And I'm not talking about the world right now, because the world has its own problems. I'm talking about here in the United States. The way things have played out has forever changed lives. Has changed lives. How do you know your destiny? Well, you're living your destiny. You create your destiny. You make decisions in your destiny. Your destiny is what you want it to be. If you want to wake up 5 in the morning, you wake up 5 in the morning. That's destiny. Your destiny is not like a fiction character, like a fairy tale story where, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. No, you create it. You manifest it. You have control of it. The illusion is that you don't. The illusion has been that we don't have any control over our destiny. No, yes, you do. You have a lot of control over your destiny. You get to decide what you want in your life, what you want out of life, if you choose to play the game, if you choose to decide that you're going to want that. If you're comfortable where you're at, then you're comfortable where you're at. But your life is what you make it, how you want to direct it, how you want it to flow. The people that you invite in your life, the people that you bring into your life, people that you welcome into your life, the people that you let go in your life, the people that you say, I can't be with you anymore because your energy stifles me. And you're being honest to yourself, not to them. You're being honest to you when something doesn't work right. And by being honest to you, you're being honest to them and not hanging them around. Your destiny is when you decide that you're going to give the homeless guy a dollar. And then when you're going down the street and you fall off your bike, the homeless man comes by and picks you up, says, thank you. And you remember him. Oh, I gave him a dollar. But he remembered. Well, he made choices in his destiny or her destiny. You know, to be destined is to know where you want to go. If you don't know where you want to go, that's even more fun, because then you can create more. I always hear people say, oh, I'm destined to succeed. Yeah, because you just created the idea. You created the feeling, the emotions that you're going to succeed. I'm destined to do this. Yeah, because you've created that. You've said that. You spoke the truth. You created that in your heart. Oh, my destiny sucks. You've created that. That's right. Oh, I'd never get anything. That's right. You don't get anything because you created your destiny in the mind thought, in the creation of your thoughts, for not moving into that direction. You know, it's what we think up here. It's what rolls out of here, comes 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 out of here, that decides how we move through life. Oh, but I have a lot of bills. Pay them or don't. So what's the difference? You're going to pay them or you're not going to pay them. So make a decision. If you're not going to pay them, that has consequences. And that changes your destiny. Your destiny changes into another form of destiny. Destiny is not like this thing. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to marry the prince and the princess. You know how we think, maybe some of you are thinking that. No. To be destined, to create your destiny, is that you're in control of how you want your life to manifest and create. And working in the vibrational energies of that creation. And then when things fall apart, you figure out how to get it back together. Because there ain't nobody who can help you unless you allow them to help you. You make the decision in your destiny, this person's going to come and give me a hand to get me out of the rut. But actually, in true fact, is you made the decision to invite somebody to come inside to help you. So the true person who worked that miracle was you, by allowing somebody else to come into your space and to offer a hand. You know, because you could easily said, no, I don't want your help. And then that changes the whole dynamics of where you're moving to. It's not hard. We make it hard. We make it hard because we think it's not easy. Is it easy? Not necessarily, but it's easy enough to know that you can change it if you're willing to do the work. And a lot of us aren't willing to do the work, and that's where other people decide in what direction you should flow. And it's not that hard. It's just one of those things you just kind of make a choice. And sometimes choices aren't comfortable. Sometimes the choices are beautiful. Sometimes we have to just see what happens. And you'll be surprised how, what the universe shows you and what God shows you and presents to you. So guys, that's all the time I have today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me and sharing with me. I know I got off a little track a little bit, but I just wanted to talk a little bit and share with you guys. So, ho'oponopono matakuiasa, and it's good to be here. I'll talk to you guys later. Be well. I will see you next time on Iggy Garcia Live. Listen to my mini-casts, The Mind of Iggy. I really enjoy The Mind of Iggy. It's kind of one of those things I just pop up and I share. So, go out, create your destiny. Your destiny is what you want it to be, what you want it to create. Go out there and know that you don't have to always be love and light, because that's not real. Just be you. You is love and light. When you embrace and you invite those beautiful things in your heart, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be human. It's okay to cry. It's okay to suffer. It's okay to grieve, because we're grieving right now. All of us are grieving in one way or another. If you're not grieving, you will grieve. And the grieving is what makes you grow. The grieving is what catapults you into the next existence of you. So guys, be well. I'll talk to you soon. Drop me a line. Let me know. Hang out at my jump circle on July 9th at Griggs Reservoir. Come and hang out and do a little dancing, a little bit drumming. All right, my friends, be well. Have a good night. Get some rest. And I will see everybody soon. Ho'oponopono matakuiasa. Iri sikui. And I'm out. Take care. It's good to be here.